Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You only need 9 minutes to eradicate your ants, your automated negative thoughts, to boost your energy, to step into your purpose, and become more productive. How? By hacking your morning routine like Michelle Obama, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, and Kylie Jenner does every single day. They wake up at the same time every morning to repeat the same set of habits. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. Michelle Obama wakes up every morning at 4:30 a.m. to exercise, Warren Buffett to read, Oprah Winfrey to write in her gratitude journal, Tony Robbins and Kylie Jenner to meditate. What's the first thing you did when you woke up this morning? Many of us hit snooze 25 times, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed, scrolling through social media. What if you woke up and worked on yourself for 9 minutes each day? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Together, we'll build your morning routine to jumpstart your day. Your first tiny action? Hydrate the minute you wake up. Here's the secret. Put a glass of water on your nightstand the night before. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Hit Savers app. 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to hack your morning.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luneed Lewis. Today, I have great news. I am here in this bonus episode to introduce the Hit Savers app for your best morning routine ever. So exciting. What have I done? I have been chatting with some amazing entrepreneurs, collecting data on their morning habits, and these entrepreneurial habits are proven to improve health, more productivity, and increase mental clarity. So it's only right that I compile these reoccurring actionable habits and share them with you so you can have access to them. That's right. Hit Savers app is scheduled to launch April 1st, 2020. Let me ask you, did you know doctors and psychologists have found out that what you do in the first 8 to 10 minutes in the morning sets the tone for the rest of your day? So I have to ask, how do you spend the first 10 minutes of your day? You see, most people spend it hitting snooze, grunting and rolling over to get dressed and rushing out the door. What if that time was spent making yourself a better person? What if you woke up 10 minutes before you needed to each day and worked on yourself? What if you meditated instead of scrolling through social media? What if you decided to work out for 5 minutes to get your heart rate up instead of downing that cup of coffee to wake you up? What if you took a cold shower to give you more of that alert feeling? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Well, morning enthusiasts, look no further, because the Hit Savers app is 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to improve the quality of your day. So here we go. Each acronym stands for habit. The first one is H, which stands for hydration. hydrating first thing in the morning. The I stands for I am grateful journal, where you get to list out three things you are grateful for. T stands for time's up, make your bed. S is for silence, that is intentional silence and meditation. A is for affirmation, speaking I am affirmations to rid of the ant that we talk about a lot on the show, automated negative thoughts. The affirmation is there to reframe the mind. V is visioneering, it's visualizing with a twist, and we'll talk about that later. E, exercising, getting the heart rate up to give you energy throughout the day. R is for read, where you read to stimulate the mind to learn and to grow. And then S, the last one, is for shower, making the last 60 seconds of your shower ice cold to boost up your immune system, burn fat, increase metabolism, and of course, give you that boost of alertness. So with no further ado, let's jump right into the acronym T. T stands for time's up, get your butt out of bed and make it. And let me tell you why. Do you remember learning how to drive early on with 15, 16 years old? You go to driver's ed, and I myself recall being so scared. I made sure to have had both hands on the steering wheel. I was checking all three mirrors before moving the car, and I was timing the blinker like my life depended on it. And I was doing the speed limit. I think that was the last time I did the speed limit. But when I approached a stop sign, I sit there for like 5 minutes trying to decide, okay, should I move forward or should I not? So I was conscious at that moment. I was diligent while driving. And that's because it was new and I had to learn it. And once I did learn it, something strange happened. And that's what I want to cover today, is that we as human beings operate out of 95% of the time from the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is our autopilot. Our subconscious mind is when we first learned to walk, we stumbled, we got up and kept walking, and we never had to learn how to walk again because it's been programmed in our subconscious mind. That's what we do, one foot in front of the other. It's like body memory that we know how to walk. Well, it's the same thing with driving. When we learn how to drive, we were so diligent and conscious. But after 2-3 months, I remember after getting my license, I was doing the one hand. I was drinking water while I was driving. I was sometimes putting on mascara while I was driving because I've become so relaxed. It's been programmed in my subconscious mind. This is how I drive. Now, only 5% of the time we live out of the conscious mind. And that's the creative mind. The subconscious mind is the habitual mind. And our brain is designed this way to protect us because we cannot possibly be cognizant of every stimuli, of every action, of every thought that's going on around us. It would be too overwhelming. And so the subconscious mind is designed to protect us. Now, the goal is to live in the conscious mind, where we are present, where we are creative, when we are in the moment, and habits of being formed without our permission. So it's crucial that we form better habits. And that's why today I want to talk about, I want to give you 8 keystone habits that if you practice on a daily basis, that will affect your life dramatically. And they are very simple. A lot of them you're already doing. One of them is developing a daily morning routine. Another one is making your bed, which is what we're going to talk about today. Meditation, planning out your day, exercising on a regular basis, having family dinner, tracking what you eat, and having a strong willpower. So today I want to talk about making your bed. Why is it important to do that one simple task first thing in the morning? Well, I like to say a made up bed is a made up mind. Simply is you have decided that morning, you have decided early on to start your first act of productivity, to accomplish your first act, and that will breed more productivity throughout the day. But it also increases your willpower, and willpower is your most important habit because it helps you do better in all aspects of your life. And you can only strengthen your willpower by finishing what you start. And the perfect way to practice on a daily basis is you picture yourself, you're getting ready for bed the night before, you brush your teeth, you put on your PJs, you brush your hair. If people have nightly routines that they do before going to bed, right? Well, you get into bed, you sleep, but you get up, you didn't make your bed. You didn't finish what you started. You didn't finish the sleeping cycle. And if you can start by finishing that sleeping cycle, that will increase your willpower. And with the stronger willpower, it will help you make better decisions throughout the day, because willpower is not at your will. It is not at your beck and call. In essence, it's not just, you can't just call on it and it'll be there for you. Because if you've ever tried to, you're on a diet and you don't want to eat that donut, well, you do so well throughout the day, but towards the end, you get so fatigued, you're hungry, the donut is looking pretty mighty good right now. And so you go ahead and take a bite. Well, that's not entirely your fault. You have been making decisions after decisions all day long. What to wear, what to say, the thoughts in your head, what to accept, what to dismiss. And all these thoughts drained your willpower. So at the end of the day, it is less. And so you are prone to, you know, not the best decisions during that time. And so willpower is crucial. And so you want to finish what you start to increase that willpower so that you don't touch that donut. You're strong enough at midnight and you won't see that donut. You'll just have a glass of water and you'll go to bed. And so willpower is important. And it starts with making your bed in the morning. And that's the beauty of it. And this is in the app for you. It is one of the actionable items that I incorporated in the app coming out April 1st, so you can be equipped to live your best life. Morning enthusiasts, this has been yours truly, Luneed, and this is another bonus episode. Hit Savers app coming out April 1st.
You only need 9 minutes to eradicate your ants, your automated negative thoughts, to boost your energy, to step into your purpose, and become more productive. How? By hacking your morning routine like Michelle Obama, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, and Kylie Jenner does every single day. They wake up at the same time every morning to repeat the same set of habits. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. Michelle Obama wakes up every morning at 4:30 a.m. to exercise, Warren Buffett to read, Oprah Winfrey to write in her gratitude journal, Tony Robbins and Kylie Jenner to meditate. What's the first thing you did when you woke up this morning? Many of us hit snooze 25 times, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed, scrolling through social media. What if you woke up and worked on yourself for 9 minutes each day? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Together, we'll build your morning routine to jumpstart your day. Your first tiny action? Hydrate the minute you wake up. Here's the secret. Put a glass of water on your nightstand the night before. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Hit Savers app. 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to hack your morning.